Fran, let's start with you. You and your family founded and ran Wilmar for so many years. Give me kind of the backstory and the history behind Wilmar Golf Club.
Okay, I'd be glad to. And thanks for having us today. I really appreciate that. So my father, his family was in the tobacco industry, you know, forever. And he learned how to play golf in the late 50s. And he loved it. He just immediately fell in love with it. And so he had land and was kind of tired of the golf, of the tobacco industry. So he decided to build the original nine holes at Wilmar. We got Gene Hamm to be our designer. And it opened in 1961. So he and his buddies would have a place to play golf.
I love it.
And that is the truth. That is exactly was his motivation. And he never actually ran it. He leased it to someone else and let them run it so he could just play golf.
It's a great idea.
It was a good life for his last 9 years of life, that's for sure. So that's how it started. And then we sold part interest to another family member at one point, and then we ended up buying that back. And my brother and his wife started running the golf course full-time in the mid-70s, which is when we built the additional nine. And then I came back from my original career in 1981, and my brother and I started running the golf course together, and we did it for 40 years.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Talk more about Wilmar in just a second, but Jill, for you, what was the inspiration kind of getting involved in this project and telling the story of the history of Wilmar?
Well, I played at Wilmar for a lot of years on the Women's League and loved it and been with friends with Fran for years. And, you know, when she called me and said, hey, we're closing, I want to do something special for it, I immediately was ready to jump on because I loved Wilmar too. And so it became a labor of love to do it, you know, tell the story.
I think when we were talking before we started the interview, just how much all of us love Wilmar. I've talked on this show about how much I love golf, and Wilmar was one of our favorite places. We have a group of people that just go and play, and it was in our rotation to play all the time. And so I think for me personally, it's just great to be able to relive some of those memories as we think about it today. How difficult was that decision, Fran, to close the golf course?
Incredibly difficult. I mean, emotionally, incredibly difficult. I had many sleepless nights, you know, crying through the night, you know, that kind of thing. But it was something that probably needed to be done from the family's financial perspective. As I was telling you just a minute ago, the decade of the 2000s was very difficult on the golf industry. And if you were a little public course like us that relied on people showing up and paying their greens fee and cart, not membership fees. There were some tough times then. A lot of golf courses closed. Cheviot Hills had already sold out and closed. Wake Forest Country Club closed during that time period because the owner there was, like us, losing so much money for several years in a row. And that debt accumulated. And, you know, the last 20 years, golf has been alive and we survived, but we couldn't ever get that debt paid down. So selling was the result of that.
It's interesting too because I mean I think people see the boom that golf had, the golf industry had during COVID, and that was one of the few bright spots that came out of COVID, to see people kind of rejuvenated by the game of golf. But still, I mean, no one could predict how much golf was going to boom as you guys were preparing to sell the course.
That's exactly right. Topgolf and COVID combined together, golf is at an all-time high right now. I mean, it was, but we were in a contract and we couldn't get out of it. So trust me, we would have if we could have, because we'd love to still be running the golf course right now. And I think we could be being more financially successful, you know, but it just wasn't meant to be, unfortunately. So,
Jill, what do you want people to take away from the film?
I really want to have them understand the depth of the family's commitment and also the joy that so many people had playing the game. It's really evident in all the interviews that I did with all the golfers and with Fran and Marty and Ann and you know, all of the other people that have been involved with it, that it's in their heart. It's in my heart, you know, and it's in Fran's heart. And there's so many funny stories that Fran and Brett Stell have while they're playing golf. It's a documentary of two people who have a longtime friendship. And they are playing golf, and they're telling stories about what happened there, how it got started, some of the funny, memorable things that happened. And as a golfer, but as somebody who just likes to hear a story about and the history of something that's really been around in Raleigh and North Carolina for so long, it's enjoyable for people who even don't golf, I think. And I've had friends of mine that got to see our first showing of it who said the same thing. They said, I'm not a golfer, but I loved that story. It was a lot of fun.
You mentioned this is the second showing. Yeah. What was the response you got out of the first showing, and why show it a second time?
Well, because we had such a good response.
That's great.
Yeah. It was the first time was really great. We got a lot of people who had really been close to Fran and everything playing. Now we're trying to get more of our public and more of Raleigh and everybody else to see what we've lost, but what we
had. What the original story was.
Yeah.
And the stories behind it. Jill did a great job. She put together a great story. I mean, that's just all the storytelling. I mean, that's kind of what it's all about. So, you know, Brett and I'll play a hole, and then there's a golf memory section that'll be a good story. And then we'll play another hole and then another golf memory. And so it goes that way around all 18 holes.
I love it.
My goal was to kind of honor the golf course because it was a great little layout.
It was
a great little golf course. You know, it wasn't long.
No.
But it was challenging.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you would look at the scorecard when you first got there and thought, I'm going to tear this golf course up. And then you leave and wonder how you shot 90, you know, because it's short. It was short.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was challenging. So, but Jill did a really good job. She kind of got what I wanted to do with it from the very beginning and wrote it brilliantly and edited it well. And it's really, I think, very entertaining. But, you know, one of my main purposes behind it was, as I laid in bed crying at night because it was going to close, how can I honor Wilmar? How can I explain to my grandchildren that I did not have at the time? I do have one now, which is wonderful. But, you know, how can I explain what Wilmar was?
Yeah.
And so this was what came to me at 3 a.m. one morning. That's great. I was like, okay, we're going to make a film. And the person that I knew was Jill Hammergren in the media business. So I called her and we've been on it.
That's great. Tell us again where we can see the film, all the good stuff, where is the second show we come out and play
this week? So it's going to be at Triangle Cinemas on Forum Drive on Saturday, the 28th at 1 o'clock. And we'll have a little Q&A and the show. And one quick thing is we won a Telly Award for it. That gives us some validation, you know, that it wasn't just, a personal thing for us, but other people recognize
that. Good storytelling.
Great
for
stuff.
Sure.
Thank you both for being here. Happy New Year to both of you.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.